This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Do you have an idea for an adventure? Or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
So there I am at a swanky cocktail party, or maybe a very fancy function at the White House. Truth is, I've never been to the White House, but that's beside the point. But you never know, I might be invited at some point in time. And I can say I know the world's expert on fleas. And we will have that expert on this radio show today. I know you've been waiting for this. You've been saying, Steve, when can I hear the world's expert on fleas? Well, what's most important in our message to you is you don't have to have fleas. So in some parts of America, people think, oh, it's inevitable. I'm going to get them. No, that's not true. And what is the best, most consistent way to assure protection for your pets? We'll find out from Dr. Mike Dryden of Kansas State University. We'll also go around the world with Kathy Lynn of North Shore Animal League America. She will chat about the global pet adopt-a-thon coming up. And there is a new book I want to recommend that has to do with the fact that your pet who you love so much might be suffering, might be, from fear, anxiety, and stress, even if at a low level, every single day. Interesting stuff. But most of all, we are here for you to take your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS, toll free, 866-554-7387. Let's go to the phones now. Erin, you are on the radio. Hi, how are you?
I was wondering, my cat meows outside my bedroom door around 5 or 5:30 every single day. And I usually say, go to bed, and she understands that, but I just wanted to know how I could get her to stop doing that.
So you have a dependable alarm clock.
Yes, I do, except for I don't have to wake up for another hour and a half. So.
That's the downside. So here's one answer. Your cat is ingrained in the habit of doing this. Cats and dogs do have little alarm clocks in their heads, as we do. I mean, if you, as some people do, some people will, all right, they know it's Saturday, and they will get up 6 hours later because they know they're not working. But a lot of us, me included, if I get up at 7 o'clock every morning for several mornings in a row, I'm up at 7 o'clock. If I get up at 4 in the morning, even several mornings in a row, I'm up at 4 o'clock, maybe. So it's the same thing with our pets. And that is a part of what's happening. The other part is, though, what your response is. Cats and dogs live for our attention. And I don't blame you by saying, get out of here, go to bed. Your cat's getting attention.
Right.
So the best thing that you can do is as follows. First of all, do you feed your cat on a schedule or leave out food all the time?
I always leave out wet, dry food, but I always make sure to, like, kind of to let her see me put the dry food into it when I leave for work, and then when I'll come home from work, I'll give her a little snack.
Okay, so I'm not a fan of that.
Okay.
And a part of it could be your cat is hungry, you know?
Okay.
So what I would do is I would, in general anyway, feed your cat at specific times.
Okay.
And there are a whole lot of reasons for that. One is cats are really good at becoming us, training us to become food dispensers.
Mm-hmm.
So your cat can actually train you, give me more food, and give me more food. And over time, your cat's going to grow and get wider and wider and wider because your cat's eating more and more and more. So prevent that from happening and measure out the food and
okay.
give your cat some food just as you're about to leave the house. Leave it in two or three places around the house.
Yeah,
that way
okay.
your cat has something to do when you're not there.
All right.
Then feed dinner, but a percent of the food, say 10%, don't feed your cat until about an hour before you go to bed.
Okay.
Oh, but I'm not done. Play with your cat with an interactive toy at around that time also.
Mm-hmm.
Then feed your cat. And after we've exercised and have had a meal, we all like to
sleep.
Yeah, and your cat's no exception. So that might help your cat sleep a little later. It might not matter, but it might help. And it's certainly a good idea to do anyway. So
okay.
that's one thing. Second, when your cat at 5 in the morning goes, louder and louder every time until you finally say, quiet already. Why do you think your cat's getting louder and louder every time? Your cat's waiting for a response.
Mm-hmm.
So earplugs, a pillow over your head, whatever you need, ignore the cat.
I actually do sleep with earplugs sometimes.
Oh, no. Well, here's the thing. It actually gets worse before it gets better. Remember going to school and you learned about a bell curve? In school,
yeah.
You know, and what will happen, it's like a crying baby. What will happen is if you ignore it, it will get worse. But
mm-hmm.
after some time, and I can't tell you how much time, but we're talking a few days or a week, then it will begin to get better.
Okay.
If you ignore it, because your cat will learn that going, row, 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 doesn't do any good. And your cat might even up the ante a little and jump on you. Is this going to work? Maybe I'll pull off the covers. Is that going to work? I mean, really. And there's some great videos. Type into YouTube Simon's Cat.
Okay.
And he has some great videos of cats actually doing this. It's a cartoon that he created. And it shows exactly what your problem is. You will relate to that, I can assure you. So try those things out, and hopefully that will help. And to help you play with your cat, we're going to send you an interactive cat toy.
Oh, great. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
I thank you so much, Aaron. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. It is 866-554-7387. So I am a certified animal behavior consultant. If you have a question about your dog or your cat's behavior, or you consider that to be a problem behavior, give us a call. And definitely I want to talk to you. My goal is to try to help you out, ultimately to save pets' lives. And I will tell you, the number of email I've received over all the years I've been doing this that have said, Steve, you have done exactly that. You've saved our animals' lives because we were at the end of our rope. You know, we didn't know what else to do. So don't wait until you're at the end of that rope. Somewhere in the middle of that rope, give me a call. And don't wait until it gets so bad. Sometimes people don't call. They feel embarrassed about it. Well, you can email steve@petworldradio.net or get over it. Just call 866-554-7387. I love this book, From Fearful to Fear-Free, A Positive Program to Free Your Dog of Anxiety, Fears, and Phobias. Are our dogs really suffering from anxieties, fears, and phobias? Well, maybe more than you might have thought. I'll explain next.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston! Here, boy! We need you!
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat! That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You want answers?
Steve's here to help you stay on good terms with your best friend.
You can't handle the truth.
Call in with your questions at 866-554-PETS.
I tried.
And of course, like everyone else, I have a fan page on Facebook. You can find me. Just type in my name, Steve Dale, under pages, and you will find me, and I hope you like me, like the page. We have access to the top leading veterinarians on the planet on this radio show. We always have. And Dr. Marty Becker is one of those. And he had an idea, I don't know now, 4 years ago, give or take. And he said, Steve, here's the idea. And he brought me in very early on to this thing, and he said, you know, so many of our dogs and cats and other pets, too, suffer fear, anxiety, and stress. And as a result, veterinary exams don't even happen. They don't even make it to the veterinary clinic, right? And I said, of course, you know, you take out the carrier and where does the cat go? The cat goes to the next country. Or if you perceive, correctly or not, that your dog is having a stressful time at the veterinary clinic, you may not go back again. But it's more than that. I mean, do we want our pets to feel fear, anxiety, and stress? And it turns out, well, of course, the answer is no, but it turns out on a daily basis, some of our pets are feeling fear, anxiety, and stress. And then he thought of what a veterinary behaviorist who's been on the show many times and a friend, Dr. Karen Overall, said, fear is the most damaging emotion a social species can experience. It causes permanent damage to the brain. So if every day, your cat spends most of that day under the bed because your cat is fearful, well, so many people think, well, that's normal for my cat. My cat still comes out occasionally. I pet my cat, but it's normal. No, it's not normal, and it's not helpful for your cat. The dog barking at people going by, well, yeah, many dogs have a good time. They kind of get off on that. That's fine. Sometimes they may even be doing it for your attention. But sometimes it's anxiety. And if that is your dog, which it may or may not be, but if it is, then your dog is suffering anxiety each and every day. And over a course of time, it takes its toll. And there are so many examples. So sometimes we know it, thunderstorm anxiety. You know your dog is terrified of thunderstorms if your dog has that, right? But some of these fears and anxieties, we may not be, even the most observant pet owner may not understand or may not know. And there are so many signs that we may not pick up on. And that's what this book, From Fearful to Fear-Free, a positive program to free your dog of anxiety, fears and phobias, is all about. Dr. Marty Becker was the primary author of the book, but he did so with Dr. Lisa Radasta, a veterinary behaviorist, Dr. Walani Sung, a veterinary behaviorist, and certified pet dog trainer Mikkel Becker. And together, what they did is they've done something, and I get every pet book there is, I think, right? And I've been getting every pet book there has been ever written for the past, I don't know, how many years have I been doing this? 20 years. This book is like no other book. And it's written, yes, by these experts, but it's in a way we can understand and at times is actually fun to read. What's more important and enlightening, a better word, is that, oh, you'll have those aha moments. That's my dog. That's my cat. And we do need to find ways in which dogs can go to the veterinarian without suffering fear, anxiety, and stress. But it's not only the veterinarian. It's the dog trainer. It's the dog groomer. And it's the cat living on a day-to-day basis. And your cat may be stressed out by other cats in the house, maybe stressed out by those community or feral cats outdoors, maybe stressed out by the washing machine simply. Yeah, that you use every day and you don't realize it. Well, this book is an alert for all of us. And it's a wake-up call for all of us to think just a little differently. We all love our pets. We want to do what's best for them. But we can't if we don't know what we don't know. And this book will tell you in a way we can all, as I said, understand. From fearful to fear-free, a positive program to free your dog from anxiety, fears, and phobias. Primary author, Dr. Marty Becker. Thank you, Dr. Becker, for writing this book. North Shore Animal League America, there's no organization like it, and we will talk with Kathy Lynn from North Shore Animal League America about a special event they have coming up in May next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah. We're keeping it real.
She is Kathy Lynn of North Shore Animal League America, the largest adoption rescue organization, no kill, may I say, on the planet. We've got a pretty big planet, so that's quite a statement, Kathy.
Yes, it is, and you never fail to give it the exact amount of enthusiasm it deserves. Thank you.
Well, you do deserve it because you save a lot of animals, but a lot of animals is just a lot. What specifically is a lot? How many am I talking about?
We've had over a million rescues to date, and it was interesting. This past weekend, we did a puppy mill rescue that came in from the Midwest with over 50, and they're adult. Some of these are adult, most of them were adult animals who'd been just used for breeding. And, you know, and puppy mills, just that's what you get the puppies in the pet store. But this is what happens to the parents. They're neglected.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought in 50 of those, and we're getting them vetted and groomed and ready to find forever homes so they can be pampered the way they deserve.
You know, I mean, We didn't plan to talk about this, but puppy mills still exist in America. In fact, I would argue more than ever before, because what they do is they go online. They create these websites that look really good, and without visiting the facility, and friends, that's the secret, visit yourself. And if they say, oh, you can't come on Thursdays, or you can't come, period, that's a red flag, a big one.
And it should be.
Yes. And it isn't only about the dogs and cats sold at pet stores, which are typically from mills. It's about those mothers of those animals. And because they are treated horrifically. I don't even have the right word to describe how inhumane it is. So recently, the state of Maryland stepped up as a state and became the second state in America.
California. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
And
we
said,
need everybody to do that.
We do. And they said,
until they do, this isn't going to go away.
And they said no dogs or cats sold at pet stores because a responsible breeder never sells to a pet store. All right. So we didn't plan on talking about that, but I'm glad we did. But I do want to talk about the global pet adopt-a-thon. What is that?
Yes. It's so exciting. See, this is our Nursery Animal League America is our 26th. Global Pet Adopt-A-Thon, and what we do, it runs throughout the month of May, and you can find the shelter nearest you that's participating by going on animalleague.org. And this is a way to celebrate adoption and rescue and for people to come and get meet pets and go to their local shelter and support rescue. And, you know, as you and I have talked about before, Steve, every time you adopt an animal, you save two lives, the one you rescue and take home, and the one we can then save and put in its place. So, and you are finding a lifelong best friend. So talk about a win-win-win. It's all good.
Well, it is all good. So explain how this works. So if I live in Armpit, Iowa, my favorite town, then I can go on your website, and I can find the shelter closest to me that is participating. So this is local, but it's global at the same time.
That's absolutely correct. And what we do is we reach out to shelter partners and we get them to, you know, a lot of the shelter partners, what they'll do is some of them will have adoption specials, or some of them will have activities, or some of them, like we're having Mr. Met come to our Port Washington campus as part of our excitement. But everybody's trying to raise awareness and get excitement and let people know what a great way to start, you know, to kick off May and get close to the summer and you have a lot of time. The perfect time to rescue your new best friend.
Well, and you know, people still think that they're adopting damaged goods.
Correct.
And that's hardly true at all. Sadly, in fact, most animals are, or many animals, not most necessarily, but many are given up because of there aren't resources available in a particular community. So someone says, the landlord says, you cannot have pets anymore just because I feel like it, and then that person is stuck,
right.
and there are a lack of resources in that community for that person. Sometimes a family member passes away, and there's no one to take the pet, and on and on and on with what happens here with these homeless animals.
Well, what we do, and that, Steve, you make a great point, and that's why we, Nursery Animal League America, started humane relocation over 30 years ago. So we can go into areas that have municipal shelters that can only keep so many animals. And we can take some of the puppies and some of the other young dogs out and bring them back to New York. We rescue from New York as well, but bring them back to our Port Washington campus and giving them more room so they no longer have to use euthanasia as population control. Go on to animalleague.org and find a shelter closest to you and go out and adopt your new best friend.
It's the Global Pet Adoption Thon. Go to animalleague.org and you can go around the world and you won't get jet lag. Thank you
there
so
you
much.
Go.
Thanks, Kathy.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
He's not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Let's go to the home. First up in Florida, John, hi.
Hi, Steve. We have a Turkish van Siamese kitten, and I guess he's about 8 months old right now.
Uh-huh.
Very loving, very playful.
Yes.
Problem is, Tori, while we're playing, will bite me out of the blue. And she breaks the skin. She got sharp teeth.
Uh-huh.
And she'll either bite my hand or my arm, or sometimes she'll bite my leg.
How you playing with her?
We have one of those. Well, she got a whole bunch of toys that we play with. Have one of those sticks with
a feather at the end?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, good, because then she should be playing away from you. The thing about those sticks that I like They're usually 3 or 4 feet long, and then the toy is over there, and your leg is over here. So there's no reason for the cat to go after you if the little kitty is going after the toy over there. So I don't quite know how the kitty is getting to you to do this exactly. I mean, if the kitten's going after this little feathery thing, under what circumstances does it go after your legs is one question. Second question I have two. Second question is, what do you do about it when it happens?
Let me just give one more example. She'll come in the morning, about 7:30, between 7:30 and 7:45 every morning. She'll climb on the bed, and she wants to be petted and loved. Then, again, out of the blue, she'll bite me on the hand or the toe.
Uh-huh. And what do you
do? And that's when we're not done.
Yeah.
Now, what do I do? Answer to the second question. The first time I hit her, not hard, but I hit her, like push her away.
Mm-hmm.
And her ears go back, and she eyes get real dilated, and bang, she runs off. And when we're playing, she'll stop to rest, and then when we start, then she'll do the biting.
Not
every time.
All right, so here's what I want you to do.
I'm sorry.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to continue playing with your cat with that interactive toy. But when the cat begins to look at your legs as a toy, then remove yourself from the situation. Calmly, don't run, but calmly walk out of the room and close the door behind you. Give yourself a timeout, if you will, but make it impossible for the cat to go after you. Separate yourself from the kitten so it doesn't happen in the first place would be ideal. Now, you cannot do that in the morning when your kitten says, come and pet me. You know, and what is probably happening are a couple things both at once here. Your kitten perceives that slap you gave and maybe some of your other responses as a game. Or at least this is a way I get attention. So I want you to give no attention to your kitty for doing that. You could say no or I don't like that. That's fine. But again, what I really want you to do more than anything is to remove yourself. Close the door behind you for at least 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
All right? I mean, just say, you know what? You're going to act like this. I'm out of here. But if you move too fast, then it becomes a game of chase, or your kitten could go after your legs, and I don't want that to happen.
Gotcha.
Okay? Now, in the morning, yes, pet your kitten or any other time. Of course, we want you to love your kitten, but watch for some subtle signs. So the tail may begin to go back and forth.
Yep.
The hair on the back of the cat's neck may raise. Your cat's skin may even begin to crawl. And when you see any of those things, you mentioned the eyes dilate, but if you see the eyes begin to dilate, that means your kitten's had enough petting and just stop. That's kind of like the yellow light before it turns red. And the red light is the biting, but you should stop before you get there. So just be observant, and it isn't only you. I mean, we tend to be able to read dogs really well. We're not as good at reading cat signals for whatever reason. And I think part of that reason is they're more subtle. You have to look more carefully. They also vary from cat to cat, or in this case, kitten to kitten. So see if doing any of those things really does help. If your kitten is breaking your skin, I get concerned because there's potential for infection, and it just doesn't set up the kind of relationship I want. And also because, well, there's a little kitten now, but if the kitten who becomes a cat is conditioned to do this, then you've got yourself a real problem with those adult teeth.
Gotcha.
All right. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you for talking with me.
Coming up next, it is our, email question. It's about a hiccuping cat. That is our email question of the week. I'll tell you, I've been doing this. How many years have we been doing this show now, Matt? 10 years, 11, 13, he says. I knew that. 13 years in human years. What is that, like 30 years in dog years we've been doing this show? I don't believe ever before have I received an email quite like this. You can email, and I hope you do, your questions to steve@petworldradio.net or call 866-554-7387 anytime. I'm here for you.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats, and cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, we're going to hear about fleas later in the show from a veterinary parasitologist who is, in fact, so expert. He speaks all around the world and may be the most expert person. I mean, he's the go-to guy on the planet, really, when it comes to questions about fleas. Well, next week on the show, it's heartworm. It's another parasite. Two shows, two parasites, and a way to protect your pet, not only theoretically, well, theoretically sounds like it may not work. So it works. It's not theoretically to protect your pet against heartworm, against fleas and ticks all at the same time. It's called Double Defense. Dr. Nora Grant will talk about that. Also, it's a hot topic, cannabis for pets. And the topic is so hot, I thought, okay, we can't interview one person. So we have two experts in the show next week. In the show? We have two experts on the show. Would it be in the show or on the show? We have two experts here that will talk about that.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of HeartGuard Plus.
In many parts of the country, the weather is already warming up, and that means if you haven't already, you'll soon see mosquitoes around the house. Did you realize it only takes one bite from an infected mosquito on your dog to pass along a deadly disease called heartworm? The mosquito passes tiny heartworm larvae into your dog, which can develop into full-blown spaghetti-like worms that can damage your dog's heart and blood vessels. Left untreated, this disease can be deadly. Treatment itself is expensive and painful for your dog. Well over 100,000 dogs in the U.S. were confirmed to have heartworm in 2017. That's why it's so important to speak with your veterinarian about a simple, tasty monthly chew that you can use to protect your best friend on four legs. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with HeartGuard Plus Ivermectin Parental. Test dogs for infection prior to use. In rare cases, digestive and neurological side effects have been reported. For full prescribing information, talk to your veterinarian. Visit HeartGuard.com or call 888-637-4255.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woo-hoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, listener ER says, my cat gets hiccups and sometimes belches. Don't worry, I'm not going to do that. I've always had cats, but never a male. Is this what male cats do? No. It's not what male cats do. I'm glad you have a male cat, but no, this isn't the thing. Now, if the cat were having flatulence, maybe. No, that's not true either. Perhaps the kitty is drinking water too fast. Now, there's several possibilities. I'm going to go through them one by one. So that's one of them, and arguably the most likely, especially if it happens after the cat drinks water. So how do you slow down a cat from drinking water? Well, cats, in general, don't drink enough water. So we want the cat to drink water. I emphasize that. If we were to look at the nation of cats in America, probably, and I'm making up this number because nobody knows it, but probably half of all our cats are at least a little dehydrated every day. That's not good. So we do want to encourage them, any cat, to drink water. And incidentally, here's how you do that. You provide at least one water bowl per cat. So if you have two cats in the house, at least two water bowls, ideally three or four. And ideally, at least, like litter boxes, the rule is if you have three cats, four litter boxes, four cats, five litter boxes, right? One more than the number of cats. Ideally, that's what you would do with water bowls, and not next to one another, but in different places around the house. If you have dogs and cats, same idea. So if you have two dogs and a cat, four water dishes, right? One more than the number of animals, but ideally, but at least separate them out, and one of those water dishes where a dog can't get to it. You know how sloppy dogs are, right? Cats aren't so sloppy. So we want one that isn't a mess all the time, doesn't have dog drool in it potentially, and is up maybe at a higher place where the dog cannot get to it. All right, that doesn't answer your question. How do you slow down a cat who's drinking too fast? Golf balls. Really, you put some golf balls inside the water bowl, and the cat has to kind of drink around that. It's one idea. There are water fountains for cats, and I think they're great. The water, as long as you change the filters as you should, the water's aerated and cleaned, so it's always new water coming through. The water's moving. That in of itself attracts some cats, but like a water fountain for us at the park, you can only drink so fast because only so much water is coming out. So that might do the trick as well. Now, what are some other possibilities? Well, one is that the cat is eating too fast. So you could split up the food in different places around the house, which is an enriching thing to do and a good thing to do for any cat anyway. So I'm against food bowls. You heard me right. The food should be offered in different places, maybe through food dispensing toys. There's something called the indoor hunting feeder. And what these are, they look like little mice almost, and the cat maneuvers the little mouse to get the food out of it. Eventually, you teach the cat how to hunt indoors, quote unquote, hunt for these in different places. I love it. It is the most wonderful thing in the world. In fact, if you do decide to purchase at checkout, if you write the promo code CATSWIN, then the nonprofit funder of cat health studies for 50 years, the Win Feline Foundation, gets a couple bucks. But that's all beside the point. The cat might be eating too fast. And if it's moist food and not dry food, those little lids that you use to keep the moist food fresh, you know, the plastic lids that you put on top of the cans, take those, turn them upside down, put them in different places around the house, and feed your cat at least 1% of your cat's food from these various objects, toys, puzzles, whatever you want to call them, including the indoor hunting feeder. It's docandphoebes.com for that particular product created by veterinarian Dr. Elizabeth Bales. No matter what we do, we want to slow down the feeding of any cat, but also encourage the cat to do what cats were born to do, which is hunt. I think I answered much more than your question about why your cat is probably hiccuping. Oh, I do want to say one more thing. There could be a gastrointestinal issue. So if slowing down the water intake and slowing down the feeding doesn't help, then I do recommend a trip to the veterinarian. But I can assure you, your cat is not hiccuping because your cat is a male cat. Email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, the only veterinarian we've ever had on this show who proudly calls himself Dr. Flea. So we'll talk about fleas.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts. Available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Mike Dryden is a veterinary parasitologist at Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. And Dr. Dryden, I want to talk to you about one of your favorite topics ever, fleas. And, you know, some people think, depending on where you live in the country, it's not going to happen to me. I don't know anyone it's happened to. Or they think it's inevitable. So in some parts of the country, like where you are in Kansas, it's not going to happen to me. I don't know anyone it's happened to. Or in Florida, it's going to happen. I'm just going to have fleas all over the place. So I give up before I begin. talk about that. Are either of those perspectives correct?
No, neither of them are correct. So, you know, fleas are extremely common on our dogs and cats in, here in the United States. In fact, in most North America, for that matter. Now, yes, are there some areas that we don't see fleas as commonly, like the Rocky Mountain West? Yeah, that's true. Some of the higher elevations. But once you get out of that, fleas are actually really fairly common. West Coast, Central Plain states, towards the Southeast, Northeast. I mean, they're really common. The data clearly shows that. But yes, they're common, but they can be controlled effectively today.
So the idea, if you're living in one of those southern states, that you're just going to be stuck with them because you live there is just not the case. Now, it might have been the case 35 years ago. I don't know.
And it clearly was.
Yeah, but today you can do something about it. So how do you know? I want to talk about dogs. How do you know? My dog's inside, outside all the time. How can you control the situation so you don't have the fleas inside?
Yep. Well, there are a number of highly effective products today. Some are topical, some are oral. In fact, some of these new oral systemic products are just profoundly effective. They're generationally leap forward in our technology. But the key is to put that dog on that product year-round. And if you do that, you will not get that infestation within your home. Whether that dog is inside the house all the time or inside, outside, doesn't make a lot of difference. And you mentioned the South. One of the things that I've been doing for the last 20 years is conducting my field research on flea control in Florida. And we've got some classic cases that we've dealt with. In fact, I was thinking about one just a couple years ago. This was in a retirement community over in the Tampa area. And this elderly lady lived on the 8th floor of this apartment complex and had a horrible flea infestation in her apartment. And the reason that happens is, a couple, two, three times a day, she has to take her dog outside to do its normal biological behavior.
Uh-huh.
And that's the same place everybody takes their dog. And so you get an area out there where all these fleas are interchanging from animal to animal. And in fact, what we have found is in apartment complexes and retirement communities, those dogs need to be on year-round flea control even more diligently than a dog that's just in his own backyard, because they're exposed to so many other animals that have all these other parasites, including fleas. And so, yeah, it's really not uncommon, and it's a really bad myth that we don't need to treat those animals. They only go outside a couple times a day. If you're in that kind of environment, your dog may suffer. And this dog was suffering mightily. This dog had well over 100 fleas on it.
Yuck. So why don't we want fleas? It seems like a logic. I mean, you're looking at me like, why would you ask that question?
Yeah.
But I'm asking.
Yeah, well, I'm a guy who studies fleas for a living. Well, first of all, you got to start with the fact that this is a external parasite that sucks blood. Okay. And so these fleas are basically stabbing the animal with their proboscis, multiple times a day. Sucking blood and injecting saliva. While they're doing that, the saliva is often inflammatory. The animals react to that, develop allergy. They scratch themselves. They tear their hair out. They get secondary bacterial infections, what we call flea allergy dermatitis, which is really a bad situation. And they can also transmit a few diseases as well that we got to be concerned about, including Bartonella hensley, which is a horrible pathogen to even people.
Yeah. So can we prevent this from happening in the first place?
Yes, absolutely.
How?
There are a number of highly effective products.
What do you use? How do you know?
Well, you can talk to your veterinarian. Your veterinarian is going to prescribe the best product for your pet for that given area. And again, there are nice topical spot-ons, and there are some really effective now oral systemic medications.
So
pills you give once a month, or there's even one pill you give once every 3 months.
Which is brilliant, because I don't have to think as much if I do that. Yes or no question, we're running out of time. Do you go to the pet store and just, or the superstore or the big box store and just choose something?
No, never. There are much more effective products you can get from your veterinarian, and your veterinarian can prescribe the exact most effective product for your pet.
All right, Dr. Dryden, thank you so much. Next week, you won't believe it, it's cannabis for pets. This is a real thing, and we'll talk with two experts.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Attention. Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Biz Talk Radio,